Gosh.
Good morning or good afternoon.
Okay. Depends on where you are, right? All right, can someone just let me know when my screen comes through?
Yeah, we can see.
Great. Okay, so this is the Sprint Showcase for Sprint 126. I have the Sprint report up here, so we'll just jump right in. Just refresh it to make sure it's up to date. So this sprint, the Mind the Parrot team was working on the administrative notifications MVP and all the prep needed for the FTAP versioning. And the spirit animal, or sprint spirit animal rather, was the mosquito. And that is just a terrible spirit animal, guys. But that's okay. You can pick whatever you want. This sprint, the team made it through 36 story points. Well done. It looked like it spread across. When I counted it before, it was around 12 individual tickets. So good job on this sprint. If we take a look here at Sonar, I did notice that we have this failure. This is actually looks like a real failure. So can somebody comment on what this is?
Yes, currently I'm implementing issues related to reference data, and probably the last change that caused the issues with the Sonar. However, I will fix it soon, so it should be success.
Okay. Do you know what the specific failure was?
Not really, but I'm looking into it.
All right. I don't know what the specific.
Because the changes were not huge, so probably it is a small mistake or something like that.
Okay, as long as they'll be looked into. I think this was the only failure that I saw. Let me just reload it again and make sure. I looked before, the only other failure was on that branch that we know about. Yeah, this one. Okay. Yeah, if you could just look into that, make sure that this gets back into a passing state. Yeah, so that's where we are right now. So I guess I will hand it over. I think, no, Sebastian, I think Lukasz, you get started and lead the team.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. Not this one. Can you see my screen?
Yep.
Okay, so as you said, in this sprint, we made some progress with system notifications and also with facility type approved products. We still need some tasks to do, but they are near to finish. And also, there's other ticket that will be taken in the next sprint. Other than that, I don't have anything to add, and I will step to showing a ticket on which I worked in this sprint. So the first one is about dropping a reference to orderable version in a facility type approved product. So yeah, okay. So before changes, each FTAP have orderable ID and version ID. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So yeah, before my changes, each approved product have both ID and version ID, and the issue was that according to our definition, the FTAP should always reference to the newest orderable. And yeah, the version ID has been removed from approved product, and now it should work as expected. Now I take the token. So yeah. So in this example, I choose one approved product from the demo data. As you can see, currently it contains all the label with version 3. Now I will update related order label. So for example, I change the net content and for example, price and update. As you can see, we have a new version with 4 in number with new data. And now when I try to get approved product one more time, you can see that it contains also the latest version of order. Okay. And yeah, and about this ticket, it's everything. There also was one bug related to service account tokens. Unfortunately, I don't know how exactly showed this, so I only described the problem. So basically for service account tokens, we not set expiration date. And before my changes, we didn't check that. We always assumed that token has expiration date. And if it's not expired, then we simply adjust the date. But because of introducing service accounts, we should avoid that. So if a token has no expiration date set, we simply should not set the date. Yeah. And thanks that change, now it should be possible to use service account. The service account should always be valid. Yes. After the time set in the settings file. And yeah, basically that's everything from me. Do you have any questions about those tickets? If not, then I pass the ball to Ola.
Okay. In last sprint, I was working on ticket 6078. It was a bug where user cannot log as admin on the UI when starting RevDistro without demo data. I resolved it by adding new migration with user contact details for admin user. The insert commands add record for admin to table only if there not exist records with the same references user ID. The next ticket was to change facility names. I use for it names from these two websites. This is one of them. Okay. On test, you can see facilities with new names. I didn't change names for first 65 rows from file because some of them we use for test. In my last ticket, I removed deprecated endpoint supplying from references data service. During the implementation of the task, it turned out that the endpoint is used by requisition service. So we create a new ticket and I have to replace it by supply lines endpoint from references data service. Okay, that's all, I think. Do you have any question?
Hopefully you can see my screen. The first thing I was working on the last sprint was to set maximum page size in services to allow us to get more than 2,000 items. Basically, it was done by change the main application properties in all service to max integer, but I was not able to test it on our service because we have a bug with production demo data. They are not logged correctly, but we are working on this right now. And the second ticket was to fix the bug with the average consumption. It was fixed by setting the previous value to the new requisition if the column is not displayed and if the value is null. So this is everything from me. If you have any question. If not. Okay.
Okay, so in this sprint, I worked on design of order shipment and POD line items use of orderable versioning, and I've posted on this on Discord, and we decided to replace orderable ID or orderable in line items in fulfillment service by object reference with version name, and also we have to remember about updating reports. Yeah, and I've created a ticket for implementation, but we are still waiting for design of requisition line item use of orderable versioning. Okay, so next ticket. Both of them are about administrative messages. So in this ticket, I've added all CRUD operations for administrative messages. We decided to name it system notifications, not administrative messages. And I will show you how it works. So we can create a notification with a message and active flag and outer, and those fields are required. Yeah, and a notification is created. It also has a displayed flag. It means that the the notification is not expired and already started, because we also can add started date and expire date. And we can try to update this notification. And we can maybe add start date and expire date. Okay, and if we set a start date as tomorrow and update it, we also have a follow-up ticket to fix displayed flag, but as you can see, we can add a start date and expire date for notification. And on UI, we have this new screen for managing notifications, and long notifications are cut, and we have dots here, and they are sorted by active flag and expire date. So the one with the most future expire date and active are first on that list. And we can search by display flag, so only those which are displayed will be visible. And we can also filter by user. Yeah. And we are also able to get by ID and to delete the notification. So, do you have any questions? Okay, so
I think
somebody else?
Yeah, I think it's everything from us to show.
Oh, great. Looks like we're going to have a quick showcase today.
Yeah.
Okay, well, was there any, really, I guess it's probably just Josh and I, in terms of people who aren't actually actively working on this. But does anybody have any questions about any of the work that was done?
Was there, I think this is for Claudia. Claudia, did you say that there was something you were waiting on earlier from, I'm not sure if it was me or someone else.
We're still waiting for design ticket, Claudia.
Okay, still... structure?
Yeah, structure. quickly. Okay. We're still waiting for this ticket to be completed, yeah, to design how requisition should handle order label versioning. And we can't start implementing solution for fulfillment service until we decide how to handle it in the requisition.
Okay. And is there something that I should respond to, or is that just informational?
I think we talk a little bit about this on grooming, and in the end, now we are waiting for a response from Nicodem, because we decided to create a new version of those four endpoints.
Okay, got it.
But also for those endpoints, V2 version, we would like to remove order labels, yeah, the full representation, and only use object reference.
Got it. Okay. All right. So there's nothing I have to do today. Just wanted to make sure that I wasn't blocking everyone.
I would say yes. Yeah. I think we are waiting now only for Nicodem.
All right.
All I have.
Okay, I think that's it for me too. Thank you all very much. Good work on the sprint.
Yeah, thank
have
you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.